Hi there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Dealing with Disagreement, was written by Kimya Loder. The social media powerhouse, Twitter, created a platform where people all over the world express opinions in short sound bites. In recent years, however, this formula has become more complex as individuals have begun to leverage Twitter as a tool to reprimand others for attitudes and lifestyles they disagree with. Log on to the platform on any given day and you'll find the name of at least one person trending. Click on that name and you'll find millions of people expressing opinions about whatever controversy has emerged. We've learned to publicly criticize everything, from the beliefs people hold to the clothes they wear. The reality, however, is that a critical and unloving attitude doesn't align with who God has called us to be as believers in Jesus. While there will be times when we have to deal with disagreement, the Bible reminds us that as believers, we're to always conduct ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Instead of being harshly critical, even of our enemies, God urges us to bear with each other and forgive one another if we have a grievance. This treatment isn't limited to the people whose lifestyles and beliefs we agree with. Even when it's difficult, may we extend grace and love to everyone we encounter as Christ guides us, recognizing that we've been redeemed by His love. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we all fall short of your glory every day, but we thank you for the reminder that we are forgiven and we are redeemed. When we see something that we feel is dishonoring to you, may we first come to you in prayer, seeking your loving guidance so that we can speak with love and discernment, or know when not to speak at all. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. I'm Toni Collier, and this encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.